We want your food waste. Seriously. We're Moonshot Compost. We're recycling valets who make composting clean and easy. We give you an airtight moonshot container. You fill it with food waste. Leave it on your porch or drop it off. Like a good valet, we do the rest. Composting food waste, keeping it out of landfills, earning you compost rewards. How easy is that? Moonshot Compost means no bugs, no smells, no mess. Learn more, get started, visit startcomposting.com.
Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Danny Milliken with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources Garden Center.
Good morning. This is Danny Milliken, and John Ferguson is right here.
How's it doing, everybody?
John, you got to get by the
mic. Yeah, I forgot about that.
We've been chatting all morning. So.
Yeah, I pushed it out of the way here. So.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Yes, good morning to everybody out there that's in the gardening world. We're happy to be here to talk to you. So we know you're dealing with a lot of issues from all those different lawn fungi to what to do with this wet weather in your garden, how to help some of those perennial shrubs that wound up being in puddles these last 2 months instead of beds. We're here to help. That's what we do. John is a knowledge specialist in lots of areas, especially in kind of like the whole big picture. I know that's maybe not an area people think of very often, but how the whole thing from the bottom of the roots to the top of the plants work, especially the soil area.
Absolutely.
So we're here to help you in any way we can. And this is what we do. We've gathered these experts. And, John is from Nature's Way Resources Garden Center up there, just north of Woodlands, just south of Conroe. Tell people how to get to the spot real quick.
Well, we're right off the intersection of FM 1488 and I-45. If you go east on 1488, about 100 yards over the railroad track, it dead ends, make a right, and you run into us. We got a 42-acre operation there.
It is wonderful that the best compost available is so easy to get to off the freeway. So now, in case a lot of times you're like cruising through the neighborhood for a long time to find a place, and you're like, oh, this is taking forever. Anywho, doing a great job up there. Our other incredible Home Show Garden Co-op members, these are the pros. I'm just going to run through these spots. So John is here with me until 8, and then Danny Linderman from Enchanted Forest is here. Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens down bookending Richmond, Texas. Really beautiful spot down there. Got plants for all seasons up 249 just past Louetta. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. Katy's really one-stop shop for all gardening needs. And then in Kingwood, you've got Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center up there. Doing their great thing. Kingwood's so lucky to have two great spots like that. So just good times had by all. So
absolutely.
We do a little rotation of experts because our goal is to just get your questions answered. Our goal is to help you out. That's what we're here to do. Help you be the best gardener you can be. We're like your mentor. We're like your coach. You know, get out there and garden, young man. Hey, got to jump over, going to what's, you know, like from Rudy. You ever see that movie Rudy?
No, I never saw that one, Danny.
That's the one where the little guy who's not very good at football gets to play football for Notre Dame.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard about that.
With Sam Gamgee from Lord of the Rings.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So anyway, it's a great movie, but the idea is that you can garden. We are here to help. A lot of things happen right now. It is summertime. And John, I recently went to Phoenix. I did an Arizona trip.
Uh-huh.
And it was wild in Phoenix to see all these homes with just no lawn.
Yes.
Just gravel.
It's amazing how many states are now, like when they talk about Doug Talmy, the state of Pennsylvania, $400 per acre, $4,000 per acre to get rid of lawn. California, $2 a square foot. Minnesota's now $400 per house to get rid of your lawn and put in a wildflower meadow of herbs.
The trend is amazing.
Yes. Actually, even in the Woodlands has a $300 rebate per house to replace grass and things with native plants.
And y'all's garden center focuses on that.
Yes, we focus on native plants, particularly the ones on that approved list so people can get the rebate, and we're right next door to the Woodland, so it's easy for folks.
That is awesome. How do you feel the list is? You feel like it's a pretty good list?
Pretty good list, since my nursery manager myself did help prepare it.
That's great.
So I'm a little prejudiced.
But, yeah, sure. That's wonderful.
But they've expanded it, added a lot more pictures and photographs, and they've added things like host plants for butterflies and a lot more information over the last couple of years.
Well, that is awesome stuff. Yeah, the thing I was struck by in Phoenix is they can just do a full lawn of just gravel. And
yes.
No plants. They don't have to do a lot of work to keep plants out. And I was like, what a contrast. I mean, I cleared some space in my backyard for native plants and grew some, but the lawn just grew back over it. And now it's a Bermuda lawn. And I have St. Augustine regular lawn, but it was just wild. It's in Houston. The grass wants to grow. Plants want to fill the space. And so, you know, that is one challenge with growing lawns here is competitive plants. So another challenge is this rain.
Yes, absolutely. Unfortunately, Bermuda and St. Augustine love lots of water.
Yeah.
And it encourages rapid growth.
Absolutely. Shooting out there. If you're not seeing rapid growth, something is up. So you may be dealing with fungal problems, just slow growth problems. I've seen that a couple different spots because I walk my dog and I do a tour of the neighborhood, basically horticulturally. And seeing a lot of issues out there. So if you're dealing with that, we want to hear from you. We want to help you out. 281-496-5711. 281-496-5711. John and I are both vegetable growers. We both like growing food too. So that's something we'd love to talk with you about if that's something you're into. Also, John is a land management person. So he has a large space that he manages and takes care of. And so I know that some of y'all are kind of into that. You got your second property somewhere or something like that. But John is here to help you out with that.
Absolutely. Yeah. My wife and I bought a retirement home, a bunch of acres up in the country. And to date, I've planted over 2,300 trees of 142 species.
That is awesome. Now, when he says retirement home, he means a home for him to retire to, not a place that a bunch of people live.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, great. Cool. I just want to be clear, you know, you didn't buy a retirement home in Fayette County, you know, it's a...
No, I just want a place where I could practice what I've been learning the last my whole life and career.
I love that. That is awesome. And I've seen a bunch of pictures. It's beautiful. One day I'll get out there. It'll happen. So we want to help you. 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Summer is tough on lawnmowers. The ethanol in our gasoline can gum up the fuel system, making them run rough, if you can even get them started. Hi friends, Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer and Lawnmower Repair Shop. We can tune up your lawnmower, sharpen your blade, giving you a happier and healthier lawn. Since 1955, we have helped homeowners like you to improve their lawn and landscaping with trusted advice, tools, and solutions to fit your every need. Come see us, Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, southwestfertilizer.com.
Rev up your plants with Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant. Rev is the easy, organic way to grow healthier plants and turf grasses. Super concentrated, just add water and spray. Used for years by landscapers and elite golf courses. Rev is now available to jumpstart your plants and lawns. Grab a bottle of Dakota Rev All Natural Plant Stimulant. You'll see the difference. Available at Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware, Garden Pro locations, or online at organicrev.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
John Ferguson is here. He's going to be dealing out a bunch of great information. And so, you know, you guys are familiar with the show, Home Show Garden Pros. We love talking gardening. But we also like connecting in lots of ways. So Nature's Way Resources has the best newsletter, I don't know, on the planet. You know, it's like a newspaper now. You guys are putting so much information into that.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, Danny. And yeah, once the Houston Chronicle let Brenda Smith, the lazy gardener, after she wrote for him for 40 years, I hired her and she writes for us. It's a free newsletter. Folks can go to the website, naturewayresource.com, and sign up. She has a column, What to Plant, How to Grow, different horticulture thing. Then I'm always talking about environmental issues or soil problems or things I'm reading and studying, and kind of a Reader's Digest version of a lot of technical papers in various journals.
That's great. That's actually really valuable. That's a lot of people's job, is to read technical things and translate it into
English.
Yeah, exactly. That's awesome. And so just that's one way to connect. We love connecting with you guys with our Facebook page. Home Show Garden Pros is the Facebook page. We do our weekly Facebook Live, kind of a video version of the show here, a little bit shorter. There's podcasts of the show that you can download, listen to. If you go to our website, homeshowgardenpros.com, there's the listen button, which plays the last two shows in a loop. Good way to just get to the show with one click. And also there's the Ask a Pro button. And we use these questions. We answer them via email directly. We also use them for, to lift up content that people may be dealing with. It's great to kind of see what people are struggling with. And so every week we do the Garden Pro Email Listener of the Week. It's a nice long name for the section. So Garden Pro Listener Email of the Week this week is from Jane. So are you ready?
Let's go, Danny.
All right. So Jane says, and I showed John the picture already that's included with this this email. So what is this growth on my crepe myrtle? It has spread to nearby azaleas. Also has very small white dots that look like an insect. I've treated with insecticide and fungus spray. Nothing works.
Well, first thing, the crepe myrtles are weak because they've been murdered.
Oh.
The heavy pruning makes the tree weak, and it's very subject to aphids, scale, white flies, various pests.
Everything. Because it's working so hard to recover.
Exactly. They should never prune a crepe myrtle. It's one of the worst things. There's a big story how that happened, but anyway, landscapers like to do it because it's profitable. It creates secondary problems.
Absolutely.
And so it just became a habit, but it's very bad. The second thing.
Let me just explore that a little bit.
Okay.
So there's the pruning crepe myrtles, like you leave it in its fan shape, you take off some suckers, snip, snip here over time. And then there's just like where you're cutting the whole plant in half.
Right.
That's what you're talking about.
The crepe myrtle, yes.
Yeah.
And he forms knots on the end of the cut areas, and it produces weak growth from that point.
And so when you do that, you're opening up the flesh of the tree to disease.
Correct.
The tree gets stressed.
Yes. And the growth that comes out is weak, less lignin in it, less cellulose.
Mm.
And insects can see they can see it, and they're actually, it's like a magnet to pull them in.
Drawn to it
because they know it's easy to chew through and get to the stuff inside the cells, the sap and stuff. It's full of nutrients.
And I think the myth out there is that the crepe myrtle won't flower if you don't do that.
Absolutely false.
Right. I mean, right now, all over town, crepe myrtles are flowering, pruned or not pruned.
Correct. In fact, on my farm, I've got several crepe myrtles that are probably 80, 90 years old, never had fertilizer, never had water, and they have no disease problems, no pest problems.
Right.
And they're just beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a shame to see whenever you see it, because it doesn't look good. It leads to this kind of artificial kind of Dr. Seuss-shaped tree. And so that's the pruning. And so we're seeing this crepe myrtle bark scale, which is what she's dealing with. But you're saying, we got really low tree health.
Correct. It just makes it susceptible to all kind of problems. Secondly, most plants don't like their nitrogen in a water-soluble form. Like from an artificial fertilizer. Again, that produces weak growth. In numerous studies now, when we use artificial fertilizer, it produces fast growth, but weak, where there's less lignin in the cell structure. Again, insects see in the ultraviolet.
Right.
So they know we can't see it. Oh, it's easy to chew through, come there and eat.
Wow.
I remember the first study on azaleas in the Journal of Environmental Horticulture 25 years ago. The same amount of nitrogen, organic form and synthetic. The azalea bugs were attracted to the azaleas with the artificial fertilizer, but not to the one of the organic.
So wild. That's so wild.
And yet people still use artificial fertilizer.
Yeah. And it's so funny because really when it comes down to it, you're making this liquid that's just – it's ionically charged. And it trickles through the soil. And you're just hoping to get lucky.
Yeah, and those are all chemical salts.
Right.
Why do we put salts in potted meat, canned goods? I remember the old commercial when I was growing up that Morton Salt used it as a herbicide.
Right.
Salts kill plants or weaken them.
No, I mean, you think of what armies have done all over history is they salted the crumlin of their enemies. Yeah, terrible stuff. So that's something that we know, and we read in this email that she's applied a fungal spray, which is not going to be very good for the soil, and already an insecticide.
Yeah, most trees, perennial plants, want strong fungal associations in the soil.
Right.
If you spray it with a fungicide, as soon as it rains, you turn on your sprinklers, it ends up in the soil, kills off the beneficial fungi in the soil that make plants healthy, help them collect water, nutrients, put out actually chemicals that make them more resistant to insects. Mm. So you're kind of like if you're going to run the Boston Marathon and you shoot yourself in the foot first with a pistol, you're not going to be very successful.
Yeah, we strongly encourage you not to do that. So sounds like Jane has made some missteps here. So what is a solution to the bark scale? I think a lot of people, like a lot of you out there, may be dealing with bark scale. Little bitty white dots look like little shells almost on the trunk of your crepe myrtle. And so what should Jane do with the bark scale, and then what should we do with her tree going forward to kind of reduce this?
One, as in medicine, do no harm. So first, what I would do is put down a good organic fertilizer like the MicroLife 624 or the Ultimate.
Yeah.
Put down a good half inch to 2 inches of compost or a good leaf mold compost out past the drip line.
Yeah.
Because it's got all the beneficial fungus and microbes in it and help start healing the soil. Mm. To stop the damage, you might use neem oil, Captain Jack's dead bug brew or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, so we did deal with these bark scale at Herman Park.
Mm-hmm.
We had the Basham's Party Pink that are kind of notorious for bark scale. And you can spray some on there, but they got their little shells. And so what's really great is to power wash it off. You can just get your pressure washer or even a cannon on your hose, and you just spray them off, you know. Pressure wash that thing off. The tree will be fine. You'll probably knock off some old, you know, sooty mold that you've got on there too.
Yep.
And then do this treatment.
Yep. That makes it more effective.
And so that is how you deal with crepe myrtle bark scale. Some of you out there, you may be just have sick trees, and it may just be a soil problem, and John just may have fixed your tree for you with that.
The other thing I want to mention too, on the photo, you can't tell for sure, but it looks like there might be some herbicide on the grass around it.
There certainly is like some, the growth is a lot more stunted than I would expect.
Yes, absolutely. And that's often a sign of picking up herbicide damage.
Mm.
You know, tree roots can go, like, sometimes I remember reading a study on a live oak tree, they can have roots go 150, 200 feet away from the trunk.
Wow.
So even if your neighbor 2 yards over is using atrazine-based weed and feed or something, it could be hurting your tree.
Wow.
And we know atrazine, glyphosate, Roundup is extremely damaging to plants.
Yeah.
So those could be other things that weaken the plant's immune system.
Definitely. Well, we're going to definitely talk a little bit more weeds when we get back from our break, because we want to explore lawn problems with you. We want to talk about some lawn problems, what you're dealing with, what we're dealing with, what we're seeing out there in lawns right now. 281-496-5711. 281-496-5711. What's on your mind? Let's explore it. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Be a lawn hero with MicroLife fertilizers this summer. Add Hybrid 2005 in the pink bag. It's loaded with rich humates and protects your lawn with 76 species of probiotics. Easy to apply, turns turf grass lush green, and lasts all summer. For trouble spots, use MicroLife Humates Plus in the purple bag to remove salts and toxins, conserve water, and improve your soils and plants. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife fertilizers. Available at all leading garden centers.
Slugs and snails attacking your garden? Sluggo Snail Bait is approved for use in vegetable gardens and can be used all over the yard wherever slugs and snails are eating your plants. Sluggo is made from iron phosphate and can be used around pets and wildlife. Plus, it's OMRI listed for organic gardening. A little Sluggo goes a long way. Ask for Sluggo at your local garden supply store. For a beautiful garden and the time to enjoy it, use Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
We're all about tomato love. Want to grow them in the fall? Start your seeds now. Your Home Show Garden Pros are back with growing kits and tasty tomato seeds. Right now, we're sprouting advice here on the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, everyone. This is Nick at Kingwood Garden Center. Looking for the perfect gift for a birthday, holiday, or just because? Come on by Kingwood Garden Center and check out our newly expanded gift shop. We house an amazing selection of gifts for every occasion. Our friendly gift shop staff will help find the perfect gift for your special someone.
We hadn't advertised
all of this while still having the beautiful garden experience where you can find a great selection of flowers and shrubs or get your natural garden remedies with assistance from your helpful garden experts here at Kingwood Garden Center. With all that rain, make sure that you come on in to Kingwood Garden Center, Warren Southern Garden. We've got all your great natural remedies to really help fight that nutrient loss that you may be experiencing. We've got a great shipment of mosquito products. I know those mosquitoes out, especially after this rain again, are really, really bad right now. So, you know, we've got this awesome natural line from Skeeter, from incense sticks to personal sprays, candles, diffusers, many, many great options, as well as cedar granules to spread out over the entire yard and really repel those nasty mosquitoes. We are also offering 20% off on all of our mosquito products. So please come on down to Warren Southern Garden and Kingwood Garden Center. Make sure those mosquitoes aren't biting you as bad. Find us on social media at Kingwood Garden Center to get the inside scoop on all our new arrivals and fun summer events that we'll be hosting. Kingwood Garden Center, located at 1216 Stone Hollow Drive in Kingwood, Texas. Now let's get back to your questions with Danny and Danny.
John's here. Nick, Danny will be here in a little bit, but John Ferguson right here, Nature's Way Resources, 281-496-5711, 281-496-5711. Nick kind of touched on it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I know a lot of you are dealing with is lawn problems from this wetness. Or just I'll just say garden problems, basically. I mean, from the wetness. It's rained so much. So I know that you like you enjoy looking at weather historical trends. What kind of are we looking at? You know, is this a historic summer of rain, or is it just kind of like an annoying one?
I think it's both, actually. If we look at our history, we've had cycles of very wet periods.
Yeah.
Or we can go back to like 2011, months of drought. That's just welcome to Texas.
So if you were going to trade drought for this, what would your choice be?
Oh, depends on too many factors. For example, in fact, I'll use my farm as an example. I had 2 years of severe drought up there until recently.
Right.
My lakes were almost gone, fish kills. Then I needed water. Right now they're overflowing.
Sure.
So I'd prefer a little drought right now.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be nice to get a little balance would be nice.
That's exactly what I'm alluding to.
I will say in Phoenix it was 118. So people were like, yeah, but it was a dry heat. What was the heat index? I'm like, the heat index was 125. Like, don't give me this. It was dry heat stuff. It was so hot. It was oppressively hot. Walking outside was just not pleasant. And I love the heat.
Yep.
And I'm riding my bike last night, and it's like 85. Yeah, it's humid, but it's just the wind was so great. It was like a cool breeze every once in a while. So anyway, I'm gonna say, give me the heavy rain over a drought because it keeps the temperature a little bit lower.
It does, and there's benefits in nature. When we have thunderstorms, the nitrogen gas to the atmosphere has a triple bond. Lightning breaks that. So thunderstorms are one of the biggest sources of natural sources of nitrogen for our grass, and that's why the grass is flourishing right now.
Yes.
And it's in exactly the form they require.
So, okay. I know you out there are struggling with some stuff. Maybe you're like John and I. Maybe you're just like, oh, this is making the grass grow too fast. But tell us about your lawn. Tell us what's happening in your space, John.
Oh, it's lush green, thick. It chokes out anything that competes with it. I've actually raised my lawnmower. Normally, I cut it about 4 inches. I'm cutting it a little higher to help the soil drought. If you have more leaf surface, there's more transpiration.
Yeah.
And that'll help prevent, you know, soil diseases later on. But no weeds, no disease problem, just lush, except having to cut it more often. And that's the other thing. It's better to cut it, not more than 25-30% of your blade off at a time is ideal.
Yeah.
I don't always accomplish that, but make sure you have a sharp blade that reduces damage to the grass.
Absolutely. Those are some good tips. And if that sounds nice to you, if a weed-free, disease-free lawn that's so lush that you can't cut it low anymore because it's growing too much sounds nice to you, we get it. You know, we're the same way. We love having this situation, and it wasn't really that hard.
No, it's very easy. And I think I've probably told you before, I haven't had to water my lawn or grass since the drought of 2011.
2011, folks. So we're here to help. We're familiar with the problems that you're dealing with. We are advocates of a certain approach that has really helped us out. When we have seen any sod webworms or brown patch, it's been eradicated on its own, basically. And so we have healthy spaces, but we're here to help. 281-496-5711. Help us help you. Help us. No. 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees, accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run, sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
281-496-5711. What's on your mind? Tell you what's on my mind, and that is John brought me some of this phenomenal. He's got a new phenomenal compost, and I get to smell it, and I'm just reminded how important composting is. John winds up with this incredible, Nature's Way Resources winds up with this incredible product, but just the act of composting is really great. It's the right thing to do, right? Reduces greenhouse gases, reduces waste in the landfill, turns into something usable and wonderful. So home composting's great. You get to reduce that waste. You get to not put as much in the landfill. You get to do something good, maybe grow some squash in your compost pile, something like that. But you can't make it, and I can't make it either. And I'm like a compost professional, can't make it as well as someone like Nature's Way Resources can. Well, that's where Moonshot Compost comes in. They offer this service, right? Where they come, they pick up your kitchen scraps, your food waste that would be terrible in a landfill, but is awesome in a compost pile. Get it out of your house, right? Get it to a professional compost maker. This means you don't need to know the know-how. You don't need to have the space. You don't need to deal with the mess that maybe sometimes comes with composting. You don't need to worry about all that because Moonshot Compost takes care of it. Well, really, they get Nature's Way Resources to take care of it. But Moonshot Compost offers you the service of compost food waste pickup and delivery and removal. It's a really cool idea. The cool part about that is you're doing the right thing, you're doing what's right, but also you're getting rewarded by getting compost back. So spend your time gardening. Spend your time out there and your space gardening. Moonshot Compost is the people to do that. Their website to visit this, moonshotcomposting.com, and now is a great time to start. So visit that website, moonshotcompost.com. It's a really cool process. And John, you know these guys.
Oh, they're great people. They're what they're doing. And by getting it out of the landfill, they're preventing a lot of greenhouse gases. So you're part of the solution instead of part of the problem. So it's a great thing to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Man, if you can do anything and you get Nature's Way delivered to your house, that is pretty cool stuff. So these guys are doing all right. So speaking of compost, compost may be one of the solutions that you're lacking in your lawn strategy. So we've been getting a lot of questions about fungal problems in the lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Gray leaf spot's been a big one. I've seen like gray leaf spot as a visual problem, but not as a lawn killer.
Correct. That's one of the things I haven't seen 30, 40 years in my yard.
Sure.
And it's kind of sad, but I'm losing my skills to diagnose problems. I just don't have them anymore.
Yeah, you need to take the walks around the neighborhood more often because you see them all over the place.
Yeah, one of the things, soils that don't have enough oxygen in it, that's usually due to compaction, various reasons, artificial fertilizers, lock the soil particles together, too much nitrogen makes it more susceptible. Again, artificial fertilizers.
Right.
So there's lots of things that contribute to that. But again, just proper soil care, using a top dressing of a good compost, a good organic fertilizer. And after a number of years of doing this, your soil gets healthier. You need less and less each year. You know, as a licensed soil scientist, I've tested a lot of fertilizers and get asked to by different manufacturers. But my favorite's MicroLife. But I'm down to where I use one bag. I have a big cul-de-sac, like one bag every other year.
Wow.
I just don't need it. I'm in a maintenance mode. And the same thing on the compost. You know, the first number 6-7 years, I did it twice a year, then once a year, and now I'm once every other year. I just don't need it. So, and because of it, I save thousands of dollars in water bills, other products, and I have a lush yard. And I think I've probably shared with you. In fact, it's kind of a funny story, but my yard's been in Better Homes and Gardens, so I have a decent yard.
Yeah, yeah.
Got that. And it was funny. The day after the photo shoot, one of the chemical lawn companies put a 3-page flyer in my mailbox, all the things wrong with my yard and how they were going to fix it.
Oh, hilarious.
Yes, it
and
was.
And you're like, no, thank you.
Exactly.
But so most of you out there are not like John in this way, is that you are dealing with lawn problems, and we want to help you. Our ideal situation is that you let us know what you're dealing with, and we give you kind of advice. That's our best bet. Now, a lot of our advice may be repetitive because for me – I mean, we got a picture of a spittle bug problem a guy had, and we don't really get that in Houston very often. So there's some stuff happening right now because of this wet weather and this cooler weather. It's extending bug problems a little bit longer.
Yes. If you don't have soils that have good structure, they don't drain, you don't have the oxygen, and when you start losing oxygen, roots start dying, you get a weaker plant that's more susceptible to all these problems.
Right.
So, again, the biggest thing is prevention, compost, top dress, and organic fertilizers, and then some good trace minerals. Trace minerals to plant, it's kind of like vitamins to human. You put down 40 pounds per 700 square once every 3 or 4 years. Mm. Make sure all the ingredients are there. Cut tall. Simple little things that make a difference, and they add up over time.
Yeah, it really does add up. And it's the kind of thing that you can start whenever. Like a compost top dressing is not related to heat.
Correct. It actually insulates the soil from the heat.
Right. And so you're doing something better than it you maybe would be other types of the year. But we are here to help for sure. 281-496-5711. And John's got this beautiful lawn. You mentioned a little bit what you might be dealing with compacted soils. And that's something we're going to explore when we get back from a break. But some of y'all are seeing a lot more standing water than normal. And that's leading to a whole other group of diseases, weed pressure, disease pressure, because it's an issue. And so we get back, we're going to kind of explore how to conquer puddling in your yard. You may think you need some new drainage issue, a new drainage system. Maybe you just need to improve your soil. So 281-496-5711. We're here to help you out. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Are you ready to get back in the garden? Hi, it's Anita.
Get away by getting into your garden. Nelson's Nursery and Katie can help. Annuals and perennials, veggies and herbs, plus all you'll need to help them grow.
And be sure to check out our colorful and beautiful fountains.
Exotic disappearing water fountains in all shapes and sizes, and exotic fish for backyard ponds, plus one-of-a-kind pots direct imported by Nelson's. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. You can find them at nelsonwatergardens.com.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Raise the bar for a healthier lawn. Raise your lawnmower now. 4 inches for St. Augustine and 2.5 inches for Bermuda. You'll save water and time and get more resilient lawn. Raising the lawn and garden bar. It's what makes us Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
I was talking to John off air about my daughter's very impressive Virginia buttonweed patch that she has, and she should mow her lawn for a little bit. And it was, a good 8 inches tall, beautiful, lush. And John was like, well, let me tell you about the bacterial situation. So, John.
Well, one of the things we learned about Virginia buttonweed, it's a species of plant that loves bacterial-dominated soils. So when you use a fungicide or a salt-based product that kills off the beneficial fungus, you set up conditions that favors the growth of buttonweed over your grass or perennial plants you want. And there's actually been some observational studies that when native mulch is used, which is a fungal-rich mulch, that after a rain and the water seeps through it and washes out into an area with a lot of buttonweed, it killed the buttonweed.
It's awesome.
So we're waiting for some scientific studies, but been a lot of observational to the effect that it helps suppress it.
But we get a lot of pictures of Virginia buttonweed, dollarweed, doveweed, crabgrass. What should I do with this? And our best bet, our recommendation is use the Agrolon crabgrass killer. It will kill it down to the roots. So your best bet is to wet the leaf problem, which is not an issue right now, right? Usually,
yep.
Wet the problem leaf. Then you sprinkle this stuff on. So I use a flower sifter. John uses a dust miser, which is kind of a little blower.
Yeah, hand crank blower, and it makes a nice thin dust, makes it a lot more efficient to use the product.
And so,
and it's very effective.
It's very effective. And so that's the thing is, if you can get a nice little coat on there, it will kill the weeds. But you don't want to stop there. The Agrolon is so wonderful because it's not ruining your soil also. So you can actually do soil remediation at the same time instead of destroying your soil like a lot of herbicides do. This is safe for your lawn. It's safe for your trees, for your family. And it does a great job killing what's on the label.
Correct. It's a great way to knock the weed problem back. But you're treating a symptom,
yep.
Not treating the cause.
Yeah. But as far as weed problems go, this is our go-to recommendation.
No, it's a great product.
Knock it back, solve the problem.
Yeah, start rectifying the cause.
Yeah, and Agrolon does a really great job. So their website, agrolon.com, this company makes this one product, phenomenal work they're doing, and lots of people are realizing, oh, well, I can kill my weeds and then not have them come back because they can change their approach. So really cool stuff, agrolon.com. 281-496-5711. We want to help you out. So we're gonna talk with George. Hey, George, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. Thank you guys for all you do. You there?
Yeah. Hey, George. Thanks. Thank you for that great compliment.
No, I've got my lawn. I can mow it probably three times a week. I've got Bermuda grass, but because of the heat, and I'm an old man, I have to wait till my grass dries wet every morning. And then before I get it all mowed, it's raining again.
Yep.
So I was wondering, what is it going to do? Which I got to be careful. I leave mud tracks in the yard. But can I mow the yard when the grass is wet? And what do I do with the cuttings? Do I leave them or do I pick them up? Or what do I do?
Great question.
Okay. First of all, the best thing is to leave the cuttings. You need to have a mulching blade, though, on your mower and keep it sharp. And when you do that, it cuts them up into tiny little pieces that filter in. It's the soil, and the microbes in the soil break it down and return the nutrients. That's like one of the reasons I don't have to fertilize, because I'm keep returning the nutrients that the grass took out of the soil and keep replacing them. When you mow, when it's wet, they tend to clump together. You don't get as cut as fine, and it tends to clump up, which can then clumps the stuff on your grass. It's not a good idea to mow when wet, unless you want to come in afterwards and rake up the clumps. But again, you're losing your organic matter. You're losing those nutrients.
So is that the only downside to mowing when wet, is getting these clumps and kind of having?
Much harder to do. It's harder on your mower engine. And like I said, when it clumps up, and sometimes it'll line inside the mowing chamber.
Yeah.
And then your blade's fighting that. It puts more stress on your engine. It just doesn't do a good job unless you got a huge, powerful engine.
So, George, I'll just tell you a story we did at Herman Park that, you know, maybe this will help you. I don't know how big your lawn is. But we were really dealing with – we would have to mow before the public came in, right, at McGovern Centennial Gardens. So opened at 9, had to mow before 9.
Still dew on the ground.
Still dew. So every single time we mowed, it was wet. So what the guys would do is they would blow. They would get out there and they'd blow with the blower. And we had backpack blowers, and you know, four guys backpack blowing can knock out a lawn, a big yard, pretty quick. I think it's 25,000 square feet, so pretty big lawn. And so maybe that's something to consider, is blowing the area where you want to go. Now, it's very time consuming doing that, but that might be a good way to kind of overcome the problem. I think that the impact on the mower, to me, is the biggest reason not to do it. George, I don't like mowing in the heat either, and what I do often is I'll just wait till the end of the day, like dusk.
Yeah, there's also the problem, too, when you're wet, and again, if it starts building up inside your mower, you're pulling, tugging on that grass blade. It's not cutting as clean.
Sure.
And that pull can hurt the stolons down below a little bit. So that makes it more susceptible to disease and stuff.
Well, George, you got any thoughts after John's information?
No, it's more or less what I've been doing. But the problem, like I said before, is it's hard to mow. It's hard to mow a dry yard in the evenings when it's raining.
Yeah, no, I got you. I hear you, man. It has been a wild summer that way. It has kept it cool. Another trick, just for you, you end up kind of running your mower over twice, but raising that thing as high as it can go, and it kind of blows off the water from the leaf surface. So that's a thing. But I think if it's your only option to mow it when it's wet, it's fine.
Yep. The other thing, what I've seen people do is take their garden hose and just drag it across the lawn.
Yeah.
And a little, where the water is beaded up in the grass, it causes it to run off into the soil.
Interesting.
And gets it off the blades, similar to using the blowers.
Yeah, so you're getting some of the water off.
So make it a little less stress on the grass and on the engines.
Yeah, anything you can do to get a little less water off the blades of grass.
Yep.
Now, I will say this, George. If you are at a place where you're leaving ruts in the soil, that is not a good time to mow. You just got to wait on that one because that means the soil is sopping wet, and that's a bad scenario.
It also means, too, the lawnmower sinking down, you're cutting it too close.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. And you guys have a great day. How about, is there anything that I can tell these people that are living in my grass that thinks it's a jungle?
So, like neighbors that are commenting on your grass?
No, my grass is so tall that people are moving into it because they think it's a jungle.
What do you mean by people?
That's a joke.
Oh, gotcha. It's so tall, they're like, oh, this must be a habitable place to take a hike.
Right.
No. Okay. Hey, we're the same way, man. We got the same problem. But, George, you are loving life in that your grass is growing healthily and your big problem is that it's just raining too much for you.
Yeah, I'd rather see a tall 8, 10, 12-inch tall lawn that's lush green with no disease, no weeds, than something that's cut. You know, I was thinking a neighbor's yard. They cut it too close and it's dead spots. There's weeds coming in, nut grass. I'd much rather see the lush lawn.
Absolutely. 281-496-5711. George, thanks for that call. And great question. 281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons.
Yeah.
From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Monterey Lawn and Garden, superior solutions for every garden.
MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers, healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Southwest Fertilizer, quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
You know, we've been talking about I know a lot of y'all are dealing with problems. So I know that George, John, and myself, our problem is the grass is going too fast, but I've seen some lawns. So one big thing that we're doing right now is that we have a lack of carbon in the soil. So John's been kind of really talking negatively about a lot of these chemical fertilizers. And what they do is they denutrify, if you will, your soil. And so a wonderful way to get carbon-rich, essential carbon, in a way that your lawn can use by putting down the Dakota Rev, the Rev, R-E-V. Stuff is phenomenal. I've been using my veggie garden a ton, and I'm seeing a lot of results. And especially with this like rainy season, it's really important to make sure you keep that carbon back in there. And so the carbon can actually also help lock in other nutrients and make them stay put instead of going away with the water. My peppers, John, have been absolutely phenomenally incredible. So, and what I want you guys to consider doing in your lawn is putting down John's remineralizer, the Nature's Way Resources remineralizer. So there's a complete pack of minerals, but then overspraying that with Rev. And so you're going to get the minerals in, and then you're going to kind of lock them in with the carbon, and you'll have plants that really thrive. So if you're dealing with just simple yellowing, my bet is if it's just yellowing across the board, you have a nutrient deficiency. And it's probably not just one nutrient. It's probably 15 or so nutrients that you're lacking. And so the Dakota Rev is wonderful. Trees, shrubs, veggies, lawns, any plant you can name, it works really well. And it actually leads to faster root growth. Anytime you get better, healthier root growth, you have better, healthier plants. So just keep that in mind. They're an awesome website with great information on their product, organicrev.com. John, have you tried the Rev?
Yes, so we started carrying it a couple months ago, and I've been experimenting with it. I've seen the best results as a foliar application.
Oh, awesome.
And right now I got some tests underway as rooting. I have some pears on my property, and pears are very difficult to root, so I got four different root stimulants, and Rev, one of them, I'm doing a comparison. So
oh, awesome.
Hopefully I'll have some results in a few weeks.
That is so cool. Well, that will be a wonderful. And what's cool is it's not even a root stimulant, you know, and it just
yes.
is like carbon added to the soil in a specific way.
Easy digestible carbon. It stimulates microbes. Microbes put out the hormones that help roots.
Sam, the guy I'm buddies with over there, he was talking about how it is such a small molecule that makes it really great for foliar
right.
spraying. And I think that's what makes it so great in the veggie garden.
Yeah, it's a humus-type molecule, but
right.
it's easily digestible by microbes, and they get that energy from it.
It is awesome stuff. That's organicrev.com. 281-496-5711. We're going to jump on with Dwight. Hey, Dwight, what's your question for John?
Well, I have lived in the Houston area all my life, and as a little boy, had to go out in the garden and flower garden and pull up the nut grass. Well, now I've got a lawn, and the lawn's doing great, and I have a lot of flower garden, and I've got a section that is just about to be taken over by the nut sedge or nut grass, whatever it's called. And a friend of mine told me that if you pull it up and you do not get the nut, core of the root, it's just going to spread, and apparently that's what I've done. So now I've got an area that's probably 7 by 14 that is, it looks like a jungle.
Nut sedge is one of the plants. It likes soils low in oxygen, poor soil structure, and also it likes over wet soils. It kind of reproduces geometrically. Say on day one you got one nut sedge, a week later you have 5, a week after that you got 25, then 125.
It's grows. Not good news, John.
Grows geometrically.
Yep,
so the sources catch it early. If there's only one or two, yes, the nut is like a little battery that just recharges it and comes back. You have to get the nut. Again, if you have one or two, you could put some agricultural vinegar and let it enough to where it runs down and kills the nut, but you got to get it early.
So we've dealt with this a lot in professional settings, Dwight, and it is a real rascal. Sedge hammer is a herbicide, but I have applied sedge hammer by the label multiple times, and then it still comes back. The one product, this is going to be surprising to everybody, the one product that I've put down on a regular basis that's actually subdued the population of nut sedge has been horticultural molasses. And I think it opens up the soil. It creates kind of a population of bacteria that bloom quickly and maybe devour the things. And I will say one thing we noticed, Dwight, and this is the last thing I'll say about it, and then we'll get into really specifically what you should do, but is that if you can hand weed it when it's seeding, the nut has pulled a bunch of its energy out and put it into seed production. So if you're seeing seedy ones, always pull those out. A, you get those seeds out of there. B, that has gotten a lot of the nut energy is up into the seed, and then you'll actually see reduction in numbers for the next season. So that those two things. So now the molasses doesn't work. It's not a one-time spray and done.
No, it's very effective. It creates there's something in nature. We have a kind of a law. Microbes always eat first. Hmm. The molasses is microbe food, and you create an explosion of bacteria. And even if it's agricultural molasses, some beneficial fungi. They tie up all the nutrients while they're growing and reproducing, and it makes it hard for nutgrass to get nutrients to grow. Hmm. That weakens them. So that's one of the mechanisms that it helps fight nutgrass.
So, Dwight, that's the best advice I've got. I know you can't stop watering right now because of the rain.
No.
But that would be the other bit of advice. But
so it's horticultural molasses.
Yep,
and
correct.
It comes in a dry powder.
That's I get it in a gallon jug.
Okay.
Yeah, feed stores have it. Microlife, Southwest Fertilizer has it.
Southwest is where I go. So
okay,
I'll
cool.
go over there and get that and apply and see what happens.
Yeah, and it's going to take like consistent application, but just treat it like your fertilizer. Have it be your fertilizer in that bed for the next year. And you'll see some massive, massive reduction.
So this is one application every 3 to 4 months?
Yeah, or? I think that's great.
Maybe okay. At first, even until you get under control once a week.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
And it does have a side benefit. It does stimulate a lot of the bacteria that fix nitrogen out of the air. So you end up with some extra nitrogen in the soil.
Yep. Yeah, molasses is a great fertilizer.
Well, it sounds like not only will we address the nut sedge, it'll just be an all-purpose fertilizer for that garden area.
Absolutely.
And another benefit is you increase the microbial life. They create soil structure that lets more air go into the soil, which the nut sedge likes low oxygen soils.
Triple win there, Dwight. Thanks so much for your call, man. Appreciate that that call. 281-496-5711. John, you got a bug class coming up.
Yes, this morning at the nursery, it's for children of all ages and adults. One of my workers, Abby, she has a master's in biology and plants and undergraduate in plant animal science. She's doing a class on bugs, and she's been out the last few days collecting all different insects out of the garden, the nursery. And it's a free class, so come on by. It starts at 9, from 9 to about 10, and afterward we've got a bunch of little nets for the youngsters to go out and collect some bugs on their own and throughout
fun.
The nursery.
So
it'll be a good time for all.
Definitely. Awesome. Thanks, John, and great job as always. We've got a brief segment with Bob Patterson answering a yard question, which we assume you have a lot of. So we want to help you. If we can, give us a call, 281-496-5711. That's 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros.
Slugs and snails attacking your garden? Sluggo Snail Bait is approved for use in vegetable gardens and can be used all over the yard wherever slugs and snails are eating your plants. Sluggo is made from iron phosphate and can be used around pets and wildlife. Plus, it's OMRI listed for organic gardening. A little Sluggo goes a long way. Ask for Sluggo at your local garden supply store. For a beautiful garden and the time to enjoy it, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
When it rains here, it pours. Protect your home with Custom Gutter's seamless aluminum gutter systems, precisely machined to drain water away from your foundation and landscaping. Choose from over 100 colors to match your home. Add leaf protection custom designed for your trees. At Custom Gutters, all installations are covered by a lifetime labor warranty and 50-year manufacturer's warranty. New gutters, gutter cleaning, repairs, trust Custom Gutters. That's custom with a K. CustomGutters.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros. We're talking gardening, answering your gardening questions, because that's what we do. And we have the yard geek, Bob Patterson, here from Southwest Fertilizer. Hey, Bob.
Good morning, Danny. How are you?
I am good. Thanks for coming in and answering some questions.
I'm always happy to do that for you.
Hey, the one today is kind of a stumper for me. I look pretty close with this picture, so I'm just going to pass it on to you. So,
That, when in doubt, punt. Good idea.
This one's from Bill. Bill says, I planted these two hibiscus about a week ago. Not sure why the one is declining. So to tell the story, there's two hibiscus. One on one side is declining pretty badly. The left side of the newly built bed holds more moisture. Today, I drenched about one quart with Dakota Rev, smart man, in the morning and another quart this afternoon. Any suggestions are appreciated. Thanks.
Yeah, Bill, I see your picture, and no doubt. I mean, one of them looks like it's doing well, and the other one is little droopy. So, yeah, could be something as simple. And like I said, just because, you know, two plants bought at the same place, so forth and so on, you know, one of them might just have a problem and might have a little transplant shock problem or issue like that, which the Dakota Rev, hopefully you got some results of that, if that was indeed transplant shock. But looking at your bed and looking at the note you made that the left side holds water a little bit more, the curvature of that little walkway that looks like you probably just put in, it could be a drainage issue. And that's something that you might want to take a look at. Make sure, because hibiscus, you know, they don't like to keep their feet wet. So if one side of that bed, and you know, with all the rain we're having and watering and things like that, water might collect on that left side of the bed a little bit more, therefore keeping the roots a little bit too wet.
Yes.
So you might need to put some expanded shale in that soil to help water pull through there. You might add some, you know, build it up a little bit more and plant that plant a little higher so it will drain away from the plant. You always want it to build up to where water drains away from the plant. You don't want it to puddle in those areas. So I think that's probably your issue, and hopefully if we can do that, we'll improve your situation, I hope. You think that answers the question, Danny?
I think that was great. That's seeing the shape of that pathway now. And
yeah, it looks like it might. The water might be damming up a little bit.
Yep.
And, of course, the listener's not looking at the picture. It's a pretty little flower bed, no doubt about it.
Adorable.
Did good work. But hopefully that'll correct his problem. Friends, if you got any other yard or garden question, please feel free to come by Southwest Fertilizer. We have lots of yard geeks on staff, and we'll be more than happy to help you out and give you a solution to all your problems. Or you can do just like Bill did. Send a picture or just send a question to yardgeek@homeshowgardenpros.com.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.